Hey, everybody. Welcome to Man Room Radio, the show where we sit in my garage and listen to Van Halen.
Mm-hmm.
This is episode 2.70. I'm your host, Levi. With me, one of my co-hosts, Gio.
Humans are the only species that enjoy spicy food, just like we're the only species that enjoy you.
And with me, another host, a man who doesn't like spicy food, Ryan.
That was You Really Got Me by Van Halen.
Can I just say that that song pumps me up?
I got triggered right there.
It's a good one.
I don't know if triggered is the right word.
You got turnt.
Sure.
Dude. Brown guy getting turnt?
Yeah, I got turnt. It got my juices flowing, that's for sure.
That was from their self-titled album, Van Halen.
And are you taking Ryan's job?
I think I've only mentioned the album once.
We've had a lot of budget cuts recently here at Man Room Radio.
So yeah, we have.
We're kind of testing some new angles here.
Yeah, microphone's smaller. The Bud Light is still Bud Light.
Yeah, but now we only get two per episode, so we got to, like, ration them.
Absolutely. So, you guys, you hitting up that Red Dead Redemption now, yeah?
Dude, who isn't, man?
Right.
I've been gunslinging.
I'm not.
Yeah, you're not. But are you going to, or is this like a...
I don't know, man.
I don't know if it's your game, man. I was thinking about it.
Because to me, buying a game is a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, buying a new game is a big expense. It's $60.
Sure. Yeah, I would say for me personally, before I buy a game, I have to almost guarantee that I'll spend, like, between 20 to 30 hours in it.
Yeah, and, like...
For me to feel, like, valid about it.
And you will on Red Dead.
Yeah.
And even games I want to play, like, I'm waiting. Like I want to play the new God of War on PS4 so bad, but... Not enough for me to pay $60. I'm waiting for it to be old and used and buy a used copy for $30 and play it. So, I don't know. I don't know if Red Dead is up my alley. And I know multiplayer's not even out yet, right?
Yeah,
not
for next another month. Couple weeks.
But this once it does, do you think you might jump in on it?
I need to hear how it goes.
Wow. We need to form a posse and put Fanboy Tommy in jail.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
See, that part excites me.
Putting Fanboy Tommy in jail.
Yeah. I just want to lasso someone up. But anyways, the game's great. I've enjoyed it. You can do all sorts. It's easy to get lost in it.
Yeah. I accidentally was exposed to a spoiler, and so now I'm taking my time with the game and thoroughly enjoying, like, every side mission and, like, getting through because I heard something happens later, and I don't want to miss anything before I can't turn back.
Don't spoil the spoiler.
Yeah, don't spoil
it. Spoiler alert. There's a spoiler alert.
Got it.
So, like, if online comes out, will I be able to jump in and play, or am I going to need to, like, get in and, like, level up?
You might have to play for, like, the story for an hour.
Just to get accustomed to the controls.
No, but, like, sometimes they make you, like, unlock, like, in GTA 5, you had to unlock your cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
You had to do, like, one or two story missions that were, like, here's your cell phone. And then once you got a cell phone, you can jump online.
Got it.
So, I don't know how Red Dead will do it. It might be, like, you have to get to a train station or something.
Yeah, you would have to probably just get through the intro.
Yeah, because I don't think I want to play through the campaign.
Really?
Yeah, I just not...
I think you'd like it.
Maybe. Westerns are not really my thing. I'm not a big Western guy.
I didn't think I was, and now I wish I was born in cowboy times.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still...
No, nobody's doing country.
Yeah, I'm still too skeptical, so...
I'm also excited for Fallout 76. Have you guys heard much about that?
No.
So, it's... another multiplayer online, and every player you meet will be another player. There will be no NPCs. So,
kind of like Fortnite.
Kind of, but it's not, but it's not versus.
Uh huh.
So you can build forts like your own, like,
so yeah, it's kind of like Fortnite.
No, because you're not battling and there's not like an ultimate survivor.
You shoot a gun in it?
You can shoot a... Okay, I won't bother explaining it. Thanks.
It's like making a home base. Like, you can make your own home base. Yeah. So it's like Minecraft.
Kind of.
Which with Fortnite's like Minecraft.
But you're not... There's not like a time... I guess...
Do you think they'll have
Red Dead Redemption 2 is also just like Fortnite. Because there's guns and lots of players in
it. Do you think they'll have a Battle Royale mode?
In Fortnite? Or Fallout? No.
No.
I think Red Dead is more likely to have that than Fallout.
But that would be cool.
Fallout... Because there is monsters and stuff in Fallout.
Okay.
And you can... And there's world bosses. So it's more of an MMO.
Can you form a posse?
Kind of.
Okay. Because that sounds interesting to me.
Yeah. So it's sick. I'm excited for that, so.
All right. Well, that's not the topic of the show. We have a bunch of listener emails or Twitter tweeties, or whatever you call them, right?
Yep.
Is that what it's called, a Twitter tweety?
Twitter tweety.
Do we have any tweets in there?
I think one was a tweet, but I didn't write it down as a tweet because I couldn't find the tweet.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. So why don't this is like a listener feedback episode. Go down the list, see what we got.
Some of these are a little old. Like, I think this is the oldest one. Fanboy Tommy hit us back on Facebook with his unpopular opinion.
Great. Yeah. He has plenty, so.
Yeah. His biggest one that he wanted us to know was that he thinks Goonies is a terrible movie.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
I can agree with that.
Have you seen it, though?
Enough. I couldn't watch it.
Really?
I think it's
too scary for you?
It's too late.
It's too late? But it's too late for me, too. I love it.
Too late in the fact that, like, the quality of movie or quality production is like, I don't know. I just didn't flow.
When did you become such a movie snob that you required like high quality?
You've production? Seen like four movies in your whole life.
Look, dude, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know how to.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny is when they're your unpopular opinions. You're like, yeah, this is the fucking right idea, right? And, but now that it is an unpopular opinion, you're like, you fucking idiot. Yeah, what are you like, thinking? Yeah. So props to you, Tommy. You officially did it. You brought the actual unpopular opinion that unwove us all.
The first one.
Because we all agreed on unpopular opinion night.
Yeah, we did.
This is the most heated we got. Yeah, no. Okay.
But can we be fair? Like, most people's opinions are an unpopular opinion to Fanboy Tommy.
I don't think that's... I'm 50-50 here. I would say like that same somewhat about you.
Maybe.
Yeah, a lot of your opinions are unpopular.
They used to be. Used to be a lot more hot take guy. Like, you'd walk into a bar and just be like, hey, fuck puppies. Now you're just like, you know what? I really don't like when people don't train their dogs well. You know, so if you don't, could you work on it? But like, you see the jacket. And it used to be like, if you go to Disneyland, you're a freaking asshole. And I was like, you know, if you want to take a kid, I just think it's a place for kids. So it's just toned down a lot. So
maybe Fanboy Tommy just hasn't got there yet.
I mean, I think he's get there, but probably not. Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Well,
because he is with the things he's bold about is pretty bold.
Yeah. Well, and you have children who you can have conversations with now. So I think you've learned that sometimes you have to be a little more gentler with your words than you used to be. Tommy can still cuss at his kids and they don't understand. It's just daddy's voice.
I can't say fuck puppies anymore. Yeah.
Dude, I swear, that's how you didn't even say hello. That was just...
You just enter bar, fuck puppies. Another one on Facebook from Fanboy Tommy. This one I thought was cool. It says, Dear Man Room Radio, what version of you would yourself like to fight?
I don't understand this question at all.
I had a couple questions about the question. Like, am I trying to win? Am I trying to teach, like, if I choose a younger me, am I trying to teach younger me a lesson so that I will have now learned it?
Time out, man.
Because if I'm trying to win, I'm just going to fight one-year-old Ryan and kick me in the face.
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so
that, I so think you're going to kick a baby.
Yeah, see?
Fuck babies.
You know? So, if fight means to me, it's never like, let me fight someone so I can teach them this lesson.
Right, but.
Like, if someone says, like, who would you want to fight? I'm thinking, like you said, yeah. There's a room and only one person comes out. That's the kind of fight I'm thinking.
But then you got to think about, like, the time-space continuum. If you fight younger you win, like, if you kill younger you,
it's alternate realities,
man. So here's what I'm thinking. Like, yeah, I'm thinking, here's another level here.
Okay? Hot take, Levi, coming in.
Fuck Fanboy Tommy. fuck alternate me. No, what version of me? Rasta Levi. That's the one I want to fight. Oh.
Dude. That took the biggest turn. I never saw that turn.
Like, because here's the deal.
Like, more like Rick and Morty style.
Yes. Like, hey, listen, Rasta Levi.
Damn it! I didn't give
me
on
the like,
money.
Yeah, man. You know, here's the thing. Hey, Rasta Levi. What? Fuck you listen to reggae for, man?
Also, are you getting into an intellectual fight with him?
Also, why is your name Rasta Levi?
So that we can tell him apart. Oh my god.
Yeah. Wait, is Ryan wearing a vest?
Yeah.
Dude.
I had this last year. Oh.
Holy
then goodness. I'm sending Vest Levi to fight Rasta Levi. Oh, no, it's a physical fight. Like, Rasta Levi needs to learn a lesson. Stop listening to reggae.
I don't understand the question. Should we just call him real quick and see if he can tell us?
There's so much depth to the question. No. I think we hit all three all three angles.
How's this vest look in my tank?
Looks great.
It's phenomenal.
Okay, what's the next
looks like
thing?
You hate sleeves.
I do hate sleeves. Fuck sleeves.
You know, sometimes sleeves aren't for everybody.
That's all right.
So to continue the rest of that email, or on Facebook, he also finished with, what would be your intro song for an event like a big fight or other similar event? Love, I'm not going to say hashtag fanboy Tommy.
Oh, easy. Dude, Turtleneck and Chains.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Yeah.
Like, are we playing them or?
Oh, I can. You want me to bring it up?
Maybe we'll just end like episodes with it coming in through or something.
Yeah, sure. We'll use Gio's song if you think of one for our outro today.
Mine is GOMD by J. Cole, which stands for Get Off My Dick.
GOMD.
Oh, okay.
Get Off My
Dick,
like it.
By J. Cole.
It's catchy, it's fun, and it tells people don't fuck with you.
I would not use Sandstorm by Darude. That I would literally use any other song besides that song.
Why did you just say
so
that?
So why did you say that? Like, what?
Because
let me ask you a question.
Because
you tell
I don't
me
care.
Anything you don't...
Because I don't care.
Okay.
I don't think it would matter to me. Somebody else could pick a song. I would do Baby Shark before I would do Sandstorm by Darude.
Did okay. you see my Baby Shark text?
I did.
Yeah.
I was at a festival, and there was a girl dressed in the Baby Shark, and she had her phone and was playing Baby Shark and dancing to
it
the
man.
Entire time.
I made it.
It seemed cool, but it was actually pretty obnoxious, because she was just like going up to random people and just dancing with her phone up.
No, this is where I stand now on Baby Shark. I think it's officially dead. Like, I am hereby proclaiming it. It's officially ran its course, and it's entered a beating dead horse territory.
Okay. Well, then, your answer to this next question, submitted by Big Jeff. He said, which song would be best to listen to whilst having sex? Cotton Eye Joe or Baby Shark?
Cotton Eye Joe. Eternal classic.
I think Cotton Eye Joe is the right answer.
Because
Levi's really thinking about it.
Yeah, it has to be Cotton Eye Joe.
You think about it like, never mind.
What were you going
Please
to
don't,
say?
Don't,
no,
no, no, don't.
I've been asked by parties who shall remain nameless not to continue.
Oh.
Also known as Levi.
Okay.
What, man?
My rationale behind it is I don't want to think about babies and mommies and daddies during sexy time.
Oh, yeah.
Cotton Eye Joe, it's not the same. I mean, granted.
Well, what if, like, what if you name your guy Cotton Eye Joe? Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Whoa.
Okay.
It actually makes a lot of
Dude,
sense.
Yeah.
That's
Cotton
good.
Eye Joe-ception right
All
there.
Right. Moving on.
All right.
Hard pass.
I know last episode, I touched base that SB Gaming said that the pull-out bit needs to live on, but he submitted a couple. So, like...
Well, what was the full thing? Like, he just said, like, this is me saying I want it to continue?
No, he said, regarding the pull-out bit, this was via email, the title was pull-out bit. And then the body says, a car out of a parking spot, a candy bar out of a wrapper, a spare tire out of a trunk, money out of an ATM, I'm in, best joke ever.
Damn it.
So.
I love that joke. I've said it for years.
I think that's basically a lot of it. I'm trying to, we jumped all over the place. I can't find any more stuff.
I want to go back to the fighting question.
Yeah.
Okay.
What version, so... Version of yourself. Let's say what? Let's
Rasta
put a cap
Levi.
On it. Let's put it. Okay, so alternate dimension, or do you? Because Ryan nailed it. Like, if it's just like who gets out, then I'm like, I want to fight baby version of me.
It's
yeah.
horrible. You punch a baby.
Yeah, dude. If
okay.
it means my life,
8-year-old version. I'll punch a kid.
Yeah, I'd feel bad fighting 8-year-old
no,
version
dude,
of me.
Just beat up like 13-year-old Gio. He was a punk.
I mean, he was kind of cool though.
Yeah, but who would win in a fight? You were 13-year-old Gio.
The thing is, I think he might.
Yeah, I'm
sure.
You're
afraid of 13-year-old Gio?
Dude, I was really fast back then.
Oh, big deal.
Yeah, that means he would run away.
Yeah, and get out of the door before I could even hit him.
No, it's a fight. It's not like a...
Oh, it's like the door doesn't unlock till someone's dead.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Jesus.
I was just going to say... I was just going to say submitted. But, yeah.
Oh, is there tap outs in this alternate?
Yeah, it's
no?
not a fight to the death.
Version
it's
of
just
yourself.
A fight.
It doesn't really matter. Rasta Levi gets his ass kicked.
Oh, yeah. I would. I think I need more description on the question, but that was good. Thanks for the submissions.
Yeah,
listeners.
Tommy, Big Jeff, SB Gaming. Yeah, that was it. Also, Big Jeff and I have been working on a side project that he wanted me to give you guys the first episode if you wanted to hear it. Because we're going to start putting it on the Man Room stream, just sprinkled in every once in a while, just unnecessary episodes.
Got it. So it's not a Man Room Radio episode.
It's not Man Room Radio.
Not to be confused with Man Room Radio.
It's not Man Room Radio. It's
so, like, but it's on the Man Room Radio feed. So right. Someone who's subscribed to us will might think it's a Man Room
Radio. It's going to be titled "Unnecessary Episodes." Like yeah, people so, didn't ask for this.
Yeah, if you see an stuff.
Yeah.
If you see an unnecessary episode, you'll know
you're not going to get us three.
No,
you're right. Going to get somebody else.
Yeah, Big Jeff and me.
Yeah, so it's aside, I'm sure it'll be great, but it's just not to be confused.
And it's not necessary.
Yeah, it's not necessary. No one asked for it. No one wanted it.
Unnecessary content on the Man Room Radio feed. Yeah, I can't talk today.
It could be like your side hoe.
If you need more podcasting in your life and you like what we do, you got one third of it plus Jeff in the unnecessary episode.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jeff was the guest on the most popular episode of
That Man is Room so Radio. Funny. The Great Wolf Lodge is our most popular episode.
On really? iTunes, yeah. I don't know how that happened. That was a
Well, you know why. It's because of Great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah, and it's titled Great Wolf Lodge, yeah. So if someone types that in or wants Great. To hear
more about it. Their ears are blessed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember last episode we said no liquids for Gio?
Yeah, and here you are drinking a liquid right here.
Yeah, man, these things are great.
Yeah, but... They're liquid, and you're not allowed to have liquid right here.
Why not?
You'll pee the podcast.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're going to dump that liquid all over my computer.
Look, man, I've been around the block, all right?
Yeah, I know you have. Okay, that's enough for tonight.
All right, Levi, bring us home.
Oh.
All right, listeners, about to wing this thing here, try to bring this episode home. All right, so bear with me. Thanks for listening, and if you liked what you heard, maybe share the podcast, you know, tell a friend. If every listener told one friend, wow, we would have twice as many listeners than we did before.
Yeah, dude, tell your friends.
How?
Okay. So, yeah, maybe, share us on the Facebooks, the Tweety Twitters. What's the other one? Snapchat?
No.
Instagram.
It's like Snapchat, though, right?
It's like permanent Snapchat. It's like
email? How do they email us?
manroomradio@gmail.com. I was gonna get that right, by the way. You're looking at me like I wasn't, but I was.
Dude, props for asking someone to share with their friends. That was huge. I never thought of that. Yeah. If you're on iTunes, give us a rating and thumbs up it.
Find us on Spotify now.
Yeah, we're on Spotify. Oh my gosh.
Like it, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this Gio's walk-in?
Yeah, this is my walk-in.
Hey, Gio MD by J. Cole. You're gonna go fight Younger You to this song.
Yeah, he's gonna die, dude.
Younger You is gonna be going like, fuck. Right? Like,
I also think like 1 year ago, me had.
Rasta Levi's probably into this song.
Yeah, Rasta Levi loves this shit.
I feel like I hate Rasta Dio.
Yeah, everyone does.
Ever start or is it all intro?
It's actually just an instrumental little thing.
You want to know just where I'm at? Well, let me tell you about it. I put my
city on the map,
but let me tell you about it. They try to say I can't come back. Hey, let me tell you about it. Man, fuck them niggas, I come back. Hey, let me tell you about it. I want to tell you about it. Heads up, everybody run. Call outside and say you got a gun. Niggas like me, that's what it is.